Brad and John. You want to talk some
trash? All right, we got the first review of the movie Top Gun. We're going to get to that in just a second. But first, this great bit of news, or bit of great news. They are going to sequel the best rock movie ever made, Spinal Tap.
Nice.
Yeah, Rob Reiner announced it the other day. He said, I got him back. He's got Michael McKean. He's got Harry Shearer. He's got Christopher Guest. He says they're going to do it. It's going to be released in 2 years on what will be the 40th anniversary of the original film. And he says, okay, the concept is this. He says the guys haven't spent any time together recently, and that's the premise. So the idea is that their manager passed away, and the widow of the manager of the band inherited a contract that said that Spinal Tap owed them one more concert, and she was going to sue the band if they didn't get back out there and perform that last concert. And there's all kinds of bad blood in the band, so they're thrown back together. They're forced to deal with each other to play this last concert.
I wonder if Artie Fufkin is going to be there as their manager.
Paul Schaefer? Yeah. He says that, and he says, then we're going to do some other stuff with the movie, too. He says, we're talking about doing a couple of books. One of them will be Tap Moments. It'll be called Tap Moments that real bands have had. Like in the movie, the guys get stoned and they can't find the stage.
Yes.
He says, that happened to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's what Rob Reiner says. And he says, when I met Sting years ago, and Sting said, I've seen that movie 50 times, and every time I watch it, I don't know whether to laugh or cry because it's so much of what happens in real life. We've had a lot of bands share their experiences, and hopefully we'll include some of that in the film.
The Stonehenge thing with the whole tiny Stonehenge.
Yeah. You know, you could just see the Foo Fighters would have been great as some kind of modern day. They would have been great being in that movie somehow.
Being silly, being goofy.
Being the guy. Yeah. Okay, we got the first review of the movie Top Gun.
Are they gunning
it
down,
came out, Brad?
In a dogfight?
Well, let's... It's a good one.
Oh.
It's a very positive review from CNN. CNN says, nimbly mixing nostalgia and full throttle action, Top Gun soars higher than it has any right to, constructing a mostly terrific sequel 36 years later. Oh, my God. I guess that's right. 36 years ago. Tom Cruise. What was the name of his character, Brad? You know Maverick, but I mean, what, you know his like
no.
his Pete Mitchell.
Okay.
Pete Mitchell.
I never would have got that.
He is given the proverbial last chance, called back to the Top Gun to train pilots for a top secret mission. Among them, Rooster, played by Miles Teller. Rooster, the son of Goose. Well, that's where you're going to get a lot of...
And that was, aren't they bringing back Val Kilmer too?
Val Kilmer will be back in the movie. He is back in the movie. John Hamm will play the commanding officer. He butts heads with John Hamm. They do not get along in the movie. And Jennifer Connelly will play an old flame in the movie as well. But they say it's really good.
Will the soundtrack be as good as the first one?
Now, this song here, no. This song here, The Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins, he was like the last choice for this movie to be on the soundtrack for this. They asked Toto to perform Danger Zone.
So Kenny didn't write this song?
No. Right. Toto took a pass on it. Bryan Adams was approached to do it, and Bryan Adams refused any involvement, this is according to Wikipedia, feeling that the film glorified war. And he didn't want any of his songs. So they said, well, how about give us another song then? He said, no, you get nothing. REO Speedwagon was asked to perform Danger Zone, but they declined. They said, no, we got other things going on.
I'm fighting that feeling right now. I can't do it.
Corey Hart was asked. He said, no. And so finally they go to Kenny Loggins. Here, you want to do this? Sure. I soundtrack stuff all the time.
I'm the soundtrack guy.
Yeah. I'm going to give you one other band asked to be on the very popular, very successful Top Gun soundtrack. It had like 5 or 6 top 40 hits on it. It'll blow your mind. Judas Priest was asked to perform. They were asked to allow their song Reckless on the soundtrack, But they said, nah, this movie's going anywhere. They were wrong about that. But they put that song on one of their other albums. Here's the Priest now. Brad and John, KISM. They could have been a part of the Top Gun soundtrack.